This is a quick chazara for Chagiga Daf Vav. We begin by discussing who brings the Ketanim that they can walk from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis. So Abaye explains that since the mother is chayiv in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, she has to be in Yerushalayim to be sameach with her family. And she obviously brings the rest of her family with her. And then the father can take the child up to the Har HaBayis to be mekayim the mitzvah of chinuch of Re'iyah. Then we ask the question, but according to Beis Shammai, that such a little kid has to come, why did Shmuel wait until he was 3 years old, until he came to Shiloh? He should have come right away and rode on his father's shoulders. So we said, no, Chana felt that Shmuel was a particularly delicate child, and therefore she held him back until he was strong enough to come. Then we asked the following Shiloh, what about a katan who is in a position where he would be putter according to either Beis Shammai if he's a chiger on the first day, or according to Beis Hillel where he would be a suma on the first day? So we said that whatever the din would be if he were an adult, that would be the exact same din when he is a child. So if he's able to get better, if such an individual would be chayiv when he's an adult, so too he's chayiv when he is a child. Next, we discussed the value. Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, what do you put two kesef in for versus one kesef? Beis Shammai holds you spend more on the Olas Re'iyah, and Beis Hillel says you spend more on the Chagiga. So we got into, Beis Shammai has two reasons why you're supposed to spend more on the Korban Olas Re'iyah. Number one, it's Kula L'Gavoa. And number two, because we find that there's more Korban Olas brought on Shavuos than there are shlamins. And Beis Hillel disagrees, and he says, number one, the shlamin was brought first, even at Har Sinai, before they were commanded to bring any korbanos, so it has more chashivas. And number two, when the Nesiim did their Chanukah Samizbeach, they brought more shlamims than they did korban olas. And then we said, what does Beis Hillel do with Beis Shammai's rayas? So he said, number one, the kula l'gavoa is not as good. When you're sharing it, that's actually on a higher level. And furthermore, on Shavuos, it's a carbon seabor. You don't learn out a carbon yachid, which is the chagiga, from a carbon seabor. And Beis Shammai rejects Beis Hillel's idea because he said that the carbon ola was also brought before Har Sinai, rather, and that was an olas re'iyah, which we'll get into in a second. So he said, and number two, the Nesiim was a one-time deal. It's not Noeg Ledoros, Mashen came the Chagiga, which is Noeg Ledoros. So now we're going to get into that other machlokas. Beis Hillel said, what korban did they bring when they brought a korban ola at Har Sinai? Beis Hillel says, that was a korban tamid. And Beis Shammai says, no, they weren't yet bringing the korban tamid. That was an olas re'iyah, an optional korban ola for being at Har Sinai. Comes along Abaye and he makes a list. He says, Beis Shammai, Reb Lazar, Reb Yishmael, they hold that it was an Olas Re'iyah. And Beis Hillel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, they hold that it was a Korban Tamid. So we know already some of them. Where do we get Rabbi Yishmael from? Because there's a general machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, what the Jews learned at Har Sinai. According to Rabbi Yishmael, they only got the general rules, and then it was explained later. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, they got all of the details, and every other time they were taught in the Ol Moed and Arvas Moav, that was all chazara on what they had learned in totality at Har Sinai. And therefore, we assume that that Rabbi Yishmael holds that it must have been an Olas Re'iyah because they had not yet gotten all of the details as to how to bring the korban tamid. It must have been an optional korban of an Olas Re'iyah. What about Rabbi Elazar? How do we know he holds like Beis Shammai? Because he says, specifically the pasuk, Olas Tamid Ha'asuya B'Har Sinai, don't learn that to say that they brought the Korban Tamid at Har Sinai. Rather, it was just taught at Har Sinai, but we didn't yet bring it. So that's clear that he holds that it must have been an Olas Re'iyah. Okay, now over to the other side, we know Rabbi Akiva, because he holds they got all of the details, so it must have been a Korban, it must have been a Korban Tamid that they brought at Har Sinai. Going further, we have the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who says that he goes through each one of the korbanos, and he says that each korban, the re'iyah, the shalmei chagiga, and the shalmei simcha, has something unique about it. The re'iyah is kula l'gavoa. That's burned on the mizbeach completely. The chagiga was brought before the Jews were commanded in the mitzvos at Har Sinai, before Har Sinai, so that's how he holds. And then he says, Simcha is both for men and for women, so that's what's unique to that. So that's how we know he agrees with that. Then the Gemara just shows how you can answer very easily how the Jews brought a Korban Tamid And then the laws were taught in more detail later. So we said that really Rabbi Yishmael doesn't hold like Beis Shammai because we don't want people holding like Beis Shammai because it's in a Mishnah of a Makom, Beis Hillel. Going further, so we strike Rabbi Yishmael from the list of those who hold like Beis Shammai. Then we just have a question how to parse the pasuk Vayishlachas Narei Bnei Yisrael Vayalu Olos Kvasim Vayizbuchu Zibchei Shlamim LaShem Parim. So does Parim go on Olos and Shlamim, or does it go just on the Shlamim? So we said, who cares? So number one is to know how to put the trup in the pasuk, and number two is if someone takes a neder that he wants to do what they did in the Midbar, and we leave it as a take.